we made it clear at the start of the year that the championship was going to be the big emphasis this year, you know, and Ulster championship, to try and retain the Ulster championship would be number one priority, and then try and kick on then. So that was the plan. So we're exactly where we want to be.
Yeah, and I know you had a long wait from the end of the league, what, something like 8 or 9 weeks, but now the game's coming thick and fast. Just a 7-day turnaround from your semi-final win last week over Monaghan.
Exactly. The week turnaround wouldn't be ideal now, to be honest with you. We wouldn't be overly happy about it. It's a wee bit short way between an Ulster semi-final and a final, especially when the Leinster final is not to the 1st of July, you know. But listen, hopefully momentum more than anything might carry us through it, and hopefully it could end up working to our advantage. A few wee niggly knocks, just that extra week would have made all the difference, but hopefully they'll all be okay.
Nevertheless, a big performance, a big victory and a big win last week against Monaghan, who have probably the benchmark here in Ulster for quite some time.
Exactly, they'd be the top team. I think they were going for their, I think it was 17 out of 19 Ulster finals or something like that there, so they're obviously a serious team. And to be up there now, having beat them in the Ulster final last year, now the semi-final this year, I think we're sort of getting a bit of a stranglehold on the thing. And if we could win now at the weekend, it would be great. Like a back-to-back Ulsters would be a massive achievement.
Well, what, you won it in such convincing fashion, one would feel that Donegal should have higher ambitions and loftier ambitions than just an Ulster title.
Definitely. Again, that was all said at the start of the year, you know, when the format's changed a wee bit this year, so there's not as long a break between after your Ulster final until you're out again. It's a wee bit shorter, maybe a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks shorter, and then it's a group stage, and then it's a quarter final. So there's a wee bit more football, which hopefully you would expect would stand to you more than anything. So hopefully the ambitions are high.
And talk to me about Armagh, your opponents. Any surprise that they're there?
Oh, no, not at all. You know, I would have been involved last year, and we would have had a very tough semi-final with them last year, and they were beaten in Division 2 semi-final this year, and they beat Cavan, and Cavan would have been a very strong team and ran Tipperary close in the league final there. So, they're definitely a good side and a couple of real quality footballers. They would have a few footballers that were on that successful Jordanstown team this year. They would have likes of Caroline O'Hanlon in the middle of the field there, who should be a well-known netball player or international netball player as well. So they've plenty of big names, Amy Mackin as well. So plenty of all-stars and good footballers all over the park.
If I recall that game in the semi-final last year up in Greencastle, you didn't score in the first half. I think they were led by, 9 points or something at
11.
Half-time at half-time. So
1-1-8 to no score at half-time is right.
Big turnaround in the second.
Yeah, exactly. It took them a while to get going. A bit of a hangover, I think, from the league final last year, maybe. Was partly to blame, but we came back and got over the line. So hopefully this year now, and with Maxi, they're flat out with the video stuff and really good training sessions, you know, hopefully we'll have enough to have an advantage over them.
Yeah. Talk to me about the week's preparations. As you said, very little time to catch your breath. I suppose it really was all a case of, well, shall we say, cooling down and nursing people through this week.
Yeah, exactly. So we would have had a recovery session the day after the match, and then we'd train Monday and Wednesday as well, and late sessions all the time, and another late session tonight. So it's only about, as you say, nursing people back and trying to learn a wee bit about our man, working on a few bits and pieces for that.
Yeah. And tell me, have you got everybody?
We should have. The only person that's still out is Ciara Grant. Ciara Grant has the arm in a cast there for a couple of weeks, and it's just a wee bit too soon for her. So she'll miss out, but we should have everybody else.
Yeah. And so the game plan much the same for tomorrow as it was for against Monaghan? Or do you alter depending on the opposition?
Well, obviously, depending on the opposition, you know, they'd play a wee bit different to what Monaghan would have expected to set up very defensively. Armagh wouldn't be as defensive, but still they'll drop people back at the same time. But we'll do a wee bit on Armagh tonight, and as long as we get our girls right and get everybody out on the pitch and they're good to go, we'll be confident if we can reach the high standards again.
Yeah, and it's a matter of picking it up so quickly, so fast. There's always a danger that maybe people can be found just so quickly after having a big win like that over Monaghan. They might just, shall we say, amble into this game.
That's the problem. That's what you train the guard against, because I think somebody was saying to me during the week, you know, it's very hard to go from preparing for 7 or 8 games for a game like the Monaghan game and come straight back after that and train and prepare for another one and do the same preparation in 1 week. You know, it's very difficult, but hopefully I think the girls are very level-headed and they seem to be taking it really unbelievably serious this year in the effort they put in. I think they'll keep their eye on the ball, you know, especially learned a lot of lessons last year, maybe taking the eye off the ball against Mayo in that All-Ireland quarter-final. So I think the lesson was learned there, and hopefully it won't happen again.
So looking forward to the final and back-to-back titles, making a little bit of history.
Yeah, fingers crossed. It'd be a great thing to do, and I think it's something that this group of players really deserves. So fingers crossed now that'll be the case come Sunday.